Now, some parts of Wisconsin have already gotten one or two doses of winter weather. For some drivers, it takes a couple bursts of snow and ice to re-familiarize themselves behind the wheel. And according to the Wisconsin State Patrol, traffic crashes tend to peak during the winter months, with weather being, no surprise, a key factor. Last year, there were more than 26,500 crashes on snow and ice-covered roads, resulting in 5,600 injuries and 56 deaths. Officials say one of the biggest mistakes drivers make is going too fast. Excuse me. Besides slowing down, there are a lot of other things you can do to get from point A to point B safely. Jason Z is captain of the Wisconsin State Patrol DeForest Post. Captain Z, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know if there's data on this, but do you find that we in Wisconsin maybe have more trouble with that first snowfall or two and we're still remembering how to drive on this stuff?
I don't think that it's unique to Wisconsin. I think any place that receives snow, usually those first couple of snowfalls, it takes people a little time to get acclimated and remember how to drive in snow.
Now, if we just slow down, if we just take that one step, how much safer are we and other people on the road going to be?
Yeah, you know, we always appreciate opportunities like this to come on and educate the public when it comes to these types of things, and maybe we can prevent some crashes or some slide-offs before they actually happen. And the biggest factor, as you mentioned, is typically speed. And so if you just slow down and watch your following distance and eliminate distractions, you're going to be much safer.
How do we evaluate how fast we should go? Because I know I've been in that situation. Okay, it's kind of snowy. I'm on the highway. On this straightaway, it seems like I can go the speed limit. But, you know, straightaways don't last forever, for one thing. How much should we slow down? How do we evaluate the situation around us to figure out the appropriate speed?
Sure. I think that's different for everybody, and it's going to be based a lot on your experience and driving ability. So when you look at younger drivers that may not have driven in snow very much, like I have a new driver at home, they're going to probably want to slow down a little bit more until they get used to driving in that type of weather. Someone who's been out there a little bit more is very familiar with those, might be more comfortable. But I do think that a common mistake that people make is, well, I've got a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle. I can drive the speed limit, and that's not the case. You can lose control just as quickly with those types of vehicles as, say, a two-wheel drive.
And overconfidence there, whether we have a four-wheel drive or we think I've been driving in the Midwest for, you know, X number of decades, so, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Do you think we get overconfident sometimes when it comes to driving in the snow?
Absolutely. We do. And you know, your vehicle is a big factor in that, the type of tires that you have, your experiences. And it tends to, when people say, oh, I've been driving for years, this isn't a problem. You never know what kind of turns the weather is going to take. And it can go from snow to ice just like that, or whiteout conditions can all of a sudden hit you from clear. So you never know what might be approaching when you're driving in a snowstorm.
Working with the State Patrol, when are you hoping that people decide the safest thing to do is to not drive at all? When should we just maybe bail on those driving plans?
Well, we do make recommendations. If there is a snowstorm, especially severe weather, we recommend you stay home and stay off the roads altogether. That's going to be the safest way. But if you absolutely have to go out, then you want to follow those types of those recommendations of slowing down. Plan your route. Let somebody know where you're going so they can expect you. And if you don't, they can start to check up on you. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Make sure your cell phone is charged.
What kind of information is out there to evaluate road conditions? Because sometimes it's snowing here, or it's not snowing here, but it's snowing the next county over. How can we check our route before we go?
Yep, absolutely. You can go to 511, and that's just 511wi.gov, and that will give you the most up-to-date road conditions, and if there are crashes or things out there to avoid, that will give you a good kind of snapshot of what's going on across the state. We do try to put out press releases, and we have those automated signboards where we will definitely make the motoring public aware of impending weather. So there are a number of things that we do to try to reach out to the public prior to snowstorms occurring.
Talking to Captain Jason Z with the Wisconsin State Patrol DeForest Post. He's giving us some safe winter driving advice. Let's talk about a couple situations now. We've all seen the, you know, watch for ice on bridge. I usually notice those in the summertime for some reason, or bridge may become icy first. What should we be thinking about on that cold day with some moisture on the ground as we approach that bridge?
Sure. Bridges are usually the first to freeze over and the last to thaw out. A lot of that is because of that cold air circulation underneath. So a lot of times when you're going over bridges that have rivers or lakes, they can freeze up very quickly, even though the rest of the roads are just fine. So you want to be very careful about that and avoid braking in those types of situations. A lot of times if you just take your foot off the gas and coast over them, you'll have more control than if you were to brake. So those are some of the things you want to watch around bridges. And the other issue that we see a lot of, especially early on, is around snow plows. When people are driving around snow plows, and that is, in fact, the State Patrol's law of the month, driving around those snow plows. And most of those crashes that occur with those are people that rear-end the snow plows because they are traveling much slower than the motoring public.
So the rule for if I'm on a highway or a road, I'm behind the snow plow, just don't pass?
Well, it's not illegal to pass, but keep in mind, if you do pass, you're probably traveling into snow-covered roads that have not been plowed yet. And if you are following, the following distance is actually a state law, the minimum of 200 feet. And that's only two-thirds of a football field. And in winter conditions, that's not a lot of stopping distance. So we recommend even further, just give yourself plenty of space and following distance on snow plows or any vehicles on the highway.
Now, this is Wisconsin. We've got snow and we've got deer. How about, what advice do you have for drivers as they're rolling along and they see that deer on the road or by the side of the road?
Yeah, well, we do have quite a few animals that will come out, not just deer, but we've had our instances with bears and a few raccoons and different turkeys, all kinds of different things. But when you're traveling and you see something that comes out in front of you, the gut reaction, the instinct is to swerve and miss it. And that is really the last thing that you should do. You should try to brake if you can, honk your horn if you can, and the worst case scenario, and I know it sounds bad, but you want to drive through, and if you have to hit the animal, hit the animal. You can repair the damage to your vehicles. The technology, they're designed to take crash impacts. But if you swerve into a lane and into oncoming traffic, now you are at risk of hurting yourself or others.
Let's bring on a caller. Raleigh is with us in Oak Creek. Raleigh, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you just about the status or the use of chains on tires. And also I've noticed over on the internet for sale, there's alternative type devices that, you know, mimic chains in some regard as far as helping with winter traction. And just want his thoughts on that.
Raleigh, thanks for the call. Captain Z, can we put? Are we allowed to put chains on our cars in most places in Wisconsin?
Usually your rural roads, you would want to check with like your local county ordinances. But I can tell you on state highways and interstate systems, chains are not to be used. Usually your buses or your semi units will have chains if they need to travel, but a lot of times they're not using those chains on the interstates. If you live in a more rural area, and travel back roads, I would double check with your local or county ordinances prior to doing so. But as far as the interstate or state highways, it is not recommended to have those chains on it.
Raleigh, thanks for that call. I want to spend a couple minutes on a related topic here this winter. The Department of Transportation getting ready to start its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it actually begins on Friday, and it's just a method of enhancing public safety, and we want to put that out there as much as we can prior to. But we know with the holidays approaching, now through New Year's Day, we tend to have an increase in impaired driving, and not just alcohol, but we're seeing an increase in drugged driving, impaired by drugs, including opioids or marijuana. So law enforcement agencies across the state increase their patrols and their kind of reemphasize their focus on impaired driving during this time frame. So you'll see a lot more of them out and about. We really encourage people, if you're going to go out and drink and celebrate, to find a designated driver.
And obviously not any good time of year for impaired driving like that, but I imagine that plus winter conditions has got to be just extremely dangerous.
Yes, it makes it just increases the likelihood of a crash. And, you know, we obviously want everyone to celebrate and have a good time. And we realize that 2020 has not been a banner year, but we don't want to end it with tragedy either. So we just ask people to be safe when you're out driving and make smart decisions.
Want to leave us with a last quick word of advice for our safe winter travels?
Give yourself plenty of time, be safe, and take care of yourselves. Happy holidays.
Captain Z, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much, sir.
Jason Z is captain of the Wisconsin State Patrol DeForest Post. We talked to him today about how to drive safely this winter and make sure our vehicles are ready for snow, ice, and cold. You can get more advice. We've got a link at wpr.org/centraltime.